classrooms around the world the growing phenomenon of internet.
Shall we play a game?
Yes, on the day of the big announcement, of course, we have in the studio, as we always have for Wireless Wednesday, Rick Limpert, Dave FM's Techspert, our gadget guru, the wizard of widgets, the server preserver with fervor, the incredible Mr. Limpert. Ah, I hear the iPhone 5's waterproof, and you know I got a fin.
Guys are all over this today. I got to give you guys credit.
Rick Limpert, how are you?
Good.
I'm excited because this is supposed to be the iPhone of all iPhones. Long-awaited, they say it might be the last one, actually, because you know, how can they improve on this? How can they improve on this?
I don't know. We'll see what the improvements on this one are first. In truth, the iPhone really hasn't changed much each time a new version has come out. There's a cosmetic change and maybe a couple feature changes to
right.
it. I expect the same with this one.
What, just like just feature changes, but nothing really, you know?
Size, it's going to be bigger. You're going to have your 4G LTE. It's going to be probably a little quicker processor, maybe a little something with the screen and a cosmetic change to it.
Is it waterproof?
I'd be surprised. Apple has yet to come out with a waterproof device. I would be surprised if this is the one.
It's a competing facelift. It's bigger, I guess, than the other, or the same as the other smartphones, too. What I like, and maybe you can verify this, that it's a fingerprint code. Instead of like the 4-digit code to activate the lock, It's a fingerprint.
I haven't heard that either, but that it's possible.
Excellent. It's Wireless Wednesday. It's Dave FM's Techspert, Rick Limpert. And
I'm curious to know about the power cord. I've heard that that will be different, so thus you can't charge it in any of the other units that you might have.
You're right. It looks like we're going to have to buy new power cords now.
Yes.
Because it's going to be thinner, the traditional power cord we've been using for years is going to be too thick for it, so they're going to come out with a 19-pin thinner power cord that we'll be using now.
Well, it'll come out with its own. It'll be included, right?
Yeah, it'll be included. But for people that have been collecting power cords throughout the years that they keep recycling and using when they lose their current one.
I have like 18 earbuds.
Right, or exactly. Charging units, you know, yeah. Like the stand-in charging units.
I would think the charging unit will be the same. It's just going to be a different pin. You'll be able to swap the cord coming out of it.
Okay.
So the 4G LTE, this is going to make it a lot faster.
Yeah, that's the big selling point on it. They've been Sprint in the last few days. They've announced 100 more cities are going to have 4G LTE. They're all ramping up for this.
So I understand they've replaced Siri with Siri's hotter little sister Heather.
I heard that one earlier. I didn't laugh earlier.
That's
either.
Awesome. All of you, shut up! All of you, just go away and leave me alone. Sure, I get stumped three times in a row. Nobody laughs at my jokes anymore.
Thanks for laughing, guys.
Okay, but you guys talk amongst yourselves. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mitch, are you going to buy the new iPhone,
yeah.
Mitch?
I'm considering it, yes. Time to upgrade.
I think for people that haven't upgraded in 2 years, this is the one to buy.
Thank you.
Next subject, let's talk about Kindles, okay?
Okay.
Let's go back down to like Mitch's more technological expertise here and talk about Kindles.
Yeah, Mitch is a book reader, and I think for people that read books, read magazines, read articles only, a Kindle is a great choice, and it's cheaper than an iPhone or an iPad.
What are the costs of the new Kindles now?
The new ones ranging from $69 and up. So, I mean, they're affordable if you want to get in at a basic level, just book reader Kindle, $69. And it's got the screen on it that you can read in the sun, you can take to the beach. They're pretty durable, and for that price, you really can't go wrong.
The Kindles now, do they have anything else other than just being a reader?
Yeah, the Kindle Fires are I call it maybe an iPad Lite.
Uh-huh.
It runs on an Android system. All the Android apps will run on it. It's a little clunkier, a little slower than an iPad. But my wife has one, likes it, and it does a lot of different things as well.
Excellent.